I'm Brenda Nelson, your host. I'm vice president of Old Republic National Title Insurance Company. I also am agency university manager and Southwest Region agency operations manager. My guest today is Suzanne Penley, and she is agency relations for agency university at Old Republic. And in that role, she serves as a liaison with Old Republic title agents to promote agency university, all the programs and the services we offer. And it's as a part of an overall objective of ours to assure that the agents' educational training and business building needs are being met. Her background includes 38 years total of public and customer relations, sales and marketing, as well as an international professional speaker. So I want to give a warm welcome to Suzanne Penley. Hi, Suzanne. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you, Brenda. Great to be on the show with you.
Absolutely. Suzanne, as you know, on our show, we like to highlight some common mistakes people tend to make in sales and how they overcome those obstacles. One mistake we want to highlight or shine light on is ignoring factors that influence the customer's decisions. You know, could you explain that? Could you maybe, what does it look like?
Well, first and foremost, we human beings like to think that we are phenomenal mind readers. We're not. We're not, but we assume that we are. But many times in a sales situation, we go into a meeting or a presentation with a customer, and we start selling before we really know what they want. You know, maybe they've called us or they've asked us to meet with them, and we know what the general topic is. And so we make assumptions, or we become mind readers, and we go in there and we just start selling. We start talking about what we can do to help them or the problems that we can solve and so forth. I refer to that as spilling your candy in the lobby. Kind of a strange term, but it's really all about just, you know, giving everything and only having the customer sit there and look at you like, and with this look on their face, and 20 minutes into them, they go, well, that's not what I was interested in. So that's one of the most common mistakes, is that I find a lot of salespeople don't ask enough of the hard questions in advance. It's not about qualifying the situation, but it's really making sure that we understand what the customer's needs are. Because oftentimes, too, they will use words, and again, we may assume that we know what that means, but their description of something may be completely different. Once you get to talking to them and understand, then you go, oh, that's what you want. You want to avoid that. No.
Well, one of the things it brought to mind is the fact that when you walk into a meeting and you have your agenda, you really, it's good to have an agenda, but it's also good to be a listener.
I was just going to mention, you know, you just made about being a listener. Well, to be a good listener, you've got to ask the questions and the hard questions. And unless you ask the hard questions, you're truly not going to get the detailed information that you need to be able to offer a solution or a product or so forth. You know, when we ask a question of someone, it demonstrates interest. And it's also part of building rapport. So that's another thing about that with sales, that we need to make sure that we ask the questions, even if we think we know the answer, because maybe we don't.
Very good point. Very good point. So can you tell me a time maybe where you made one of these mistakes, and how did you remedy it?
Well, yes, I made this very mistake, and I learned from it greatly. There was a situation where I was asked to go in and was called upon to come in to meet with someone. And they told me what the topic was, just like I've just described. And I went in there and I was so prepared. I had all my notes, and I went through and I said, okay, I understand the meeting is about blank and blah, blah. I went through all the stuff only to notice that the people in the meeting started picking up their pens and playing with them. And some kind of sat back in their chairs and so forth. And when I finally stopped talking, the gentleman said, you know, what you've just talked about was great, but that's not what we want. And I was crushed. So what I did was, and how I remedied it was, obviously I apologized. I said, you know, obviously I made an assumption and I made a misperception, because we do that. But the body language, I think, is really key. And especially in either person to person or in a, you can do it via video. I actually closed my notebook and put it aside. And I said, let's start over. why don't you tell me what problems you're having? What's the challenges? And then I'll be able to offer solutions. So we can correct ourselves from it. Obviously, the ideal goal is to prevent it from happening in the first place, but at least to correct it before we go on, because what we don't want, had in that situation, had I just made my presentation and the persons in that meeting been what I call nice. In other words, nice meaning they wouldn't have stopped me. They would have just said, okay, well, thank you. We'll get back to you. I would have never have heard from them because I didn't offer a solution. So again, very, very important to be able to just stop, regroup, and then start asking questions. And that oftentimes will be able to save the situation.
Yeah. You noticed that you were talking, they were playing with their pens, sitting back, and the meeting was pretty much over for them. That they weren't going to move forward. Exactly. They had stopped listening. Now, would you recommend that you ask questions prior to the meeting, or you wait till you get there to ask questions?
I would, you know, if possible, or before you go in and you start offering solutions. Again, we like to think that we're great mind readers, and we're very proud of what we have to do, the products and services that we have to offer. So we're oftentimes very anxious to tell somebody about them. The same situation. But even if I really think I know before I start offering my solutions, I start asking questions. Because again, sometimes some people use a word that I may think may be one thing. And when I ask a question, I go, oh, you're talking about something else. We call that blank. So yes, I do. One of the key things too, by asking questions, is to think about pain. You know, I'm a real big believer on selling on pain. In other words, finding where their pain points are. What are the challenges? And then oftentimes the questions you will ask will lead you to another one. Say, oh, okay, well, when that happens, how much money do you lose? Or how much, you know, what's the effects of that situation to you when it happens?
Right.
Because then you'll be able to, you have a better understanding of what's of value. You know, many times, you know, again, our products and services are important to us, but what's important to us may not be important to that person. So we have to understand in a sales situation what they value, because when someone values certain things and you're offering a solution related to that value, they will continue listening.
Right. And the thing is that if we ignore that, which is our point today, what we want to say about one of the mistakes is if we ignore that, then it's going to influence their decision to not use us.
Exactly. They're going to come up with a perception. They're going to think this woman doesn't know I didn't connect with this woman, or I didn't, you know, she doesn't know what we need, or I don't feel that the solution she offered will really help us. But maybe we do have a solution. We just didn't ask the right questions. We ignored or overlooked some of the things they're saying. It's very important in a sales situation to really almost read between the lines and asking questions. But when you read between the lines, you know, it's okay to say, so I would assume then when that happens, you know, that causes you to lose money. You know, watch their body language. They'll move in closer. And that means, yes. Yes, that's it. Mm-hmm. So you
get me.
So too often, again, we've got our own agenda, and we need to remember that this is a 50-50 thing. We need to involve the customer.
Well, bottom line, what's the best way to recognize and manage mistakes? When you're in a meeting and you go in with your agenda and you realize it's not what they want.
Well, one thing I want to say, and I think it's very important, in order to empathize with someone's experience, you must be willing to believe them as they see it and not how you imagine it to be. You know, so again, very oftentimes we're asking someone to understand something that they've never experienced, so they can't understand it. And that when that happens, again, really what we're doing is ignoring, again, what's important to the customer. What is the real solution that they need, and being very pointed in that? Oftentimes in a sales situation, I find that salespeople will offer multiple solutions, and it's so mind-boggling to a customer that they will back away because they don't understand it. You know, they'll dismiss what they can't understand. So again, one of the big key things in recognizing is to, you know, offer things and say, is this what you're, am I headed in the right direction? Or tell me a situation, or please describe to me what happens when this happens or that happens. So that's a great way to avoid ignoring inadvertently, because nobody purposely sets out to ignore anything, but we do so inadvertently. But to ask those questions and recognize when they say, no, that's not quite it. Or oftentimes too, they'll say, well, yeah, when that happens, this causes this. And now you've just gained new information. It's not even something you would have even thought of. And you go, oh, you know what? To help with that, I can also do this. So again, you're creating that value.
Very good. Well, unfortunately, Suzanne, we are out of time. Thank you so much for your expertise and your experience and sharing those with us. I really appreciate it. And I want to thank the listeners. I want to thank the listeners as well for joining us in this discussion. So next time, we'll see you again. I'm Brenda Nelson, and together we're going to learn, grow, and prosper.